Well, right here next to you, Elise, is the fresh water in and sewer line out right here in the ditch. And that provides the water in, fire hydrant. We'll have water, our own water source out here finally, and fire water as well. So that's finally a nice addition. And the sewer line goes out. We'll take the treated water, the collected water, through a filtration plant from the washdown pad, then out into city sewer. And the intent of that is to get all the metals out of the water prior to going to the city sewer water. So the washdown pad itself, I believe, is like 26 feet wide by 80 feet long. You can see the pour they did on top of the dock. There's 45 feet of the pad on the dock and 35 feet out into the yard. There's three pours. The first pour is already done on the dock. And they're putting a bunch of shear pins in that wall, as you can see, to... There'll be a cold joint between the two pours, and that'll support the weight. And they're compacting, getting ready to form that up and pour the two tire treads that come off the... They're going to pour that, I believe, this weekend. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, they should be able to pour the last pour. And about a week after that, we'll be operating. So around the 24th, 25th, something like that, we should be able to operate again.
So where's the actual treatment facility part?
It is, well... The folks listening can't see it, but it's that little metal box right there. It's about 2 feet wide, 3.5 feet deep, 8 feet long is all. And it's a series of filters in there, replaceable filters that we estimate will change once a year. And I believe there's three filters, and they're estimated to be about $300 a pop. So we're looking at about $1,000 a year is all. No electricity needed. It's gravity. Everything's gravity feed. There is what we have here is a washdown pad. We'll park the boat over the top of it. Wash it down, it runs into that sump tank right there initially, and that's where the big barnacles and mussels, all the big solids, the flakes of metal, all those things get caught. And then all the fines, of course, go through, and as they get full enough, it drains over to an oil water separator, which is the round one right there. And then as it leaves the oil water separator, it goes into the treatment filtration plant, and out of that into city water. So it's really simple. And it's low maintenance, and it's exactly what we were looking for.
And when are you going to plan on back to lifting boats?
That week. Third week of July is what we're shooting for. So unless weather really, you know, throws a curveball into things, these guys should be done and poured early next week. And give it 5 to 7 days to cure, we should be able to run on things. So, and we've actually got a 115-foot yacht that hit a rock sitting over Petersburg looking to possibly get hauled out. So... If they wait long enough, we'll probably pull them right away if they're still around and put them on the ground so they get some glasswork done.
And what company is doing all this?
Tamiko got the bid. Tamiko out of Petersburg got the bid. Southeast Contracting was the sub who's doing all the pipe work and installing all the filtration plant and all that. And Russ McGee of Wrangell is doing the concrete work.
What's next as far as the marine facility upgrades?
Well, once this washdown pad is in, that's a biggie for us. That makes you meet all the pressures of EPA and DEC, and that'll be done and over with. And at the same time, we're putting this trench in, we're going to put conduit in, and we're working with the line department, and they're working with us really well, trying to get a transformer up here. And I'm hoping to get a transformer placed over here for this fall, and I'm hoping to get some more electricity in this area by this fall. That's the biggest need out here, other than this washdown pad, is electricity. So we're robbing Peter blind to pay Paul here, but trying to get this whole row of vessels right here with power.
This new addition, it won't really cause too much trouble in the operations of how you guys have been running?
No, nope, not at all. It'll actually simplify it. It'll save time, keeping the facility cleaner.